We need to go to New Orleans. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. The Input English channel provides comprehensible input for English language learners. A lot of the episodes that I produce are stories. The way comprehensible input works is if you can understand the story and follow it, you will absorb the language. But there's more to it than that. When I produce this content for comprehensible input, I'm speaking clearly, not too fast and not too slow. I am pronouncing the words in a very standard way for an American English speaker. I don't have a regional accent that would give you pronunciation that could be identified with a particular region in the United States. I don't have an English accent. These episodes are created for language learning for a very specific reason. A lot of content is available for people to consume in English, but most of the available content was produced for entertainment or perhaps educational purposes, but most of the content you will find was not made for language learning. Unfortunately, if you search for language learning content in English, a lot of times you get traditional methods where the presenter is talking about grammar, talking about vocabulary. If you use content that was made for entertainment purposes, you can learn English, but you'll find it more difficult. Native content made for entertainment is frequently hard to understand, and sometimes it's full of slang or strange pronunciations. As a language learner myself, I felt that there was a real need for clean content for language learners, spoken clearly and designed with the language learner in mind. My stories come in two types, fiction and nonfiction. The fictional stories I create. You could say I write these stories, but I'm not literally writing them down. I don't create scripts and then read a script. And there's a very good reason I don't write scripts. I feel that if I was simply reading a script, that the story would come out very stiff and wooden. It wouldn't be very much fun to watch. So I emulate the old-fashioned storytellers. I just tell a story. I may have scratched down some notes of things that would be included in that story, but there is never a script. I'm not going to read a script to you. The other type of story I tell is a true story. These are stories about myself, my past, my family, our shared experiences, and they are told as true stories to the best of my ability. Human memory is not perfect. If you compare human memory to actual written records, video recordings, audio recordings, you can identify errors in human memory. Two people may remember the same event in very different ways because we each have our own point of view, our prior experiences, our beliefs, our wants and fears can all color our memories. To the best of my ability, the true stories are true. Today, I have a true story. I started with the statement, we need to go to New Orleans. Those were words spoken to me by my wife in the fall of 2005. We were living in California, and back in that era, we were watching some television. we had a television at that time. We watched a news report, a feature on the news that showcased the damage to the city of New Orleans because of Hurricane Katrina. It was a horrible mess. It was big news in August of 2005. After watching a news report that described the destruction from that horrible hurricane, my wife told me that we needed to go to New Orleans. My response showed no insight whatsoever because I said, it doesn't make any sense because they just had a hurricane. It's a big mess. This would be a terrible time to go to visit New Orleans. She said, no, not now. In the spring, these people are hurting. The economy of New Orleans is heavily based on visitors, tourists. The people in New Orleans need us to go stay in their hotels and eat at their restaurants. They need our help. We should go to New Orleans. Well, now it all made sense. So that's exactly what happened. In the spring of 2006, we bought airline tickets and we flew to New Orleans. We rented a car, we stayed in a hotel, and we ate at restaurants. One of the things my wife wanted to do on this visit was check on a friend of hers who she knew from childhood. She knew that he was working in a restaurant called the Court of the Two Sisters. This is a famous restaurant in New Orleans between Bourbon Street and Royal Street in the French Quarter. She said we should go there and look him up. We did just that. And he was working. He recognized her on sight, and we had quite the reunion right there at the entrance of this restaurant. He was working as a waiter, and he made sure that we were treated like royalty. The French Quarter is many things to different people. It is famous for its party atmosphere, and it's famous for people drinking lots of alcohol and having a very good time. The street I associate that behavior with the most is Bourbon Street. The next street to the south from Bourbon Street is Royal Street. I associate Royal Street with street performers. Royal Street is where I would expect to find good street performers working on that street. Toward the center of the French Quarter, between Bourbon Street and Royal Street, is a small music venue that is super famous. It is called Preservation Hall. It is small. It's very rustic. This is not a fancy place. It's quite old, and it's well known for its outstanding musical performances. You can buy tickets, although you have to stand in line. At least we had to stand in line to get our tickets. But we've got them. At that time, they sold two types of tickets. One type was for cushions to sit on the floor, and the other was to sit in a chair. I always opted for the chair. When one buys tickets for Preservation Hall, the musicians play one set. If a musician or a band plays one set, they play for about 45 minutes, nearly continuously, and then that's the end of the set. So a ticket to Preservation Hall meant we were going to see one set. Associated with the Preservation Hall is the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. This is a musical group that records and tours. The musicians in this jazz band are made up of musicians who perform at the venue. The difference is you can go see the Preservation Hall Jazz Band in various cities around the country. They go on tour. you can buy their recordings. That visit in the spring of 2006 was the first of many that were triggered by that unfortunate hurricane disaster. Hurricane Katrina kindled in us a real devotion to visiting New Orleans. It's been nearly 20 years since that hurricane hit. And in those 20 years, my wife and I have visited New Orleans, I think 12 times. We looked for opportunities to go to New Orleans. Having had these experiences in this magnificent city, I would encourage you, if you have an opportunity to visit the United States, to really consider visiting New Orleans. The food is fantastic, the history is interesting, and the music is wonderful. Now, while we're on the subject of the music, I've already mentioned that Royal Street frequently is host to street performers. There are many different street performers who perform on Royal Street. Two come to mind, and courtesy of YouTube, you can see their performances presented on YouTube videos. The first one I would mention is a band. It's a group called Tuba Skinny. I've never seen them play in person. I've enjoyed their videos. The other musician I should mention who has performed a lot on Royal Street is Doreen Ketchens. Doreen is a classically trained clarinet player who became a wonderful jazz musician. There are a lot of YouTube videos that show her performing, and she also has a lot of recordings that you can buy. We've not been to New Orleans since the pandemic, but having thought about this topic has rekindled in me an interest to get back to New Orleans and enjoy all it has to offer. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.